USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news despite inflation remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
A drought is hitting parts of the western United States especially hard.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet. And Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fred has weakened and is now a tropical depression. Forecasters do expect this storm to strengthen once again as it approaches Florida this weekend, possibly on Friday. Fred is currently about 110 miles east of Guantanamo, Cuba, and moving west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A high-profile Missouri couple is pardoned.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
We made a vow that 4th of July morning is put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
212,672,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the southern border during the month of July, a 13% increase over June, which was a 20-year record in itself. The numbers have gone up every month President Biden has been in office. This as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is promising the Biden administration is doing what they can to protect the Texas-Mexico border. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.